Welcome to Check My Universe Social Media for Education. Today's Monday motivation is about virtual schooling and how people are catching up. The schools have reopened virtually. How to stay motivated? You know, the on class is there. I have a daughter. She does online class 15-20 minutes and she has some time to catch up with the other work that the teacher has assigned. So it's kind of very hard to stay motivated when you have your teacher gone, your classroom, your classmates gone, and you are on your own. So today we will discuss if you are into higher education or middle school and you have virtual classes and you have this feeling of this vacuum in your virtual schooling, how would you even keep motivated and stay in that vacuum feeling that you have when you're doing virtual learning? Other side of the podcast, we'll continue discussing how to stay motivated when you're doing your virtual schooling and beat the vacuum feeling that you have. Check My Universe Social Media for Education. This is Mona Chauhan. So you will learn and hear about all positive things, but I'm going to discuss about practical strategies or tactics that will keep you motivated. I always say, create your own classroom in the home. Even if you have a small place or a huge place, it's a good idea to get a corner, set up a nice table that you will love, get your cozy, comfortable chair, keep it lighted. Now make it feel like a classroom. If you have a small board, stick it up, write things up, and stay connected. Keep your laptop or your whatever device you use, keep it handy. Keep things to write on, scribble on. Keep your books in a bag and keep your backpack in that area. Create your own cozy classroom corner. This will help you keep motivated each day. As you wake up, you can look that corner or that setup as your classroom. Now, with that said, it actually is a mood setting for you to be studying. Now, that's said one thing, and that you will take some time to train yourself to be calling that corner, cozy corner, as your classroom. Most of you must have transitioned or some of you are still coping up. So don't get motivated. Keep it cozy and up. And if you feel down, try to play some music and you still keep focusing on your work. Use post-it. Second thing is you have your classroom schedule up, stick it up on the wall, keep motivated, talking to yourself. Okay, I'm done with this class. Now, what is my assignment for this class? I'm looking forward to the second class. Talk to yourself, talk to your friends on phone if you have time to connect. Also, you have to keep a continuous connection with email sending back and forth to your teacher, whoever is your teacher. Now, this is again the same way that you establish relationship with your instructors, your colleagues, and so on and so forth. The same way you will continue doing this by doing emails if your teacher or instructor is allowing you to do a call, or if you want to request a call and talk to your teacher that makes you more confident, go ahead, do it. Because this is such a situation where everything is virtual, do not hesitate to pick that phone up and talk. But make sure you take an appointment with your instructor or your teacher so that your ma'am or sir is not stuck in between something and you're calling them and they are not able to connect. So keep it professional. Here you learn how to ask a time for your teacher. Hey, Missy, I want to talk to you. Hey, I missed on certain assignment. So that is a practical way to keep connected on phone. So if you feel comfortable calling and doing that is a great strategy, especially for high school students or even instructors or teachers would love to talk to you and see you so motivated. Now, when you are virtual schooling, equally important is the communication between the teachers and the students, but sometimes there is more complex related issues like the classes that you're taking, or you want to switch your class, or you're not comfortable with the curriculum or the assignment not being fairly graded. Again, communicate by doing detailed emailing. Use a lot of courtesy and diplomacy when you write emails. Always open with greetings. Put your point-wise point, what is your problem that you're facing, and use the word kindly to consider it. This is what the problem I am facing, and I would love to discuss with you. You can email me, or let's discuss on phone. So try to keep your communication kind, more subtle, and not try to keep watch on your words when you talk to your lecturers, instructors, teachers. And likewise, even on the other side, if it is your instructors or professors, might also want to consider talking nicely and treating the children fairly and respectfully, so that they don't get demotivated. How, you know, students of any age gets easily demotivated if the teachers are rude or not fair to them. So it is a both way clear communication, so that none of the parties, whether it's student or teachers or instructors, get disappointed. There is a different kind of communication that is established between parents and administrators, and at that level, which is out of direct teacher and student relationship, which I'm not discussing in this podcast. This podcast, I'm discussing more about student getting comfortable and motivated with virtual schooling. So with that said, we just talked about setup, your classroom setup in your home, how to keep post-it and diaries and assignments, or a board or a chalkboard, whiteboard, whatever is comfortable or accessible to you. Keep your backpack in the area. Also, snack is important. Keep a water bottle. How to establish communication between teacher and student. Now, lastly, I would conclude this, that for virtual schooling, and it is very important that you do this routine day in, day out, till things get normal for us in living in pandemic. And at some times it might be possible that you are absent or away from school, or you have some kind of way which is stopping you to do the actual schooling. This virtual schooling tips will be absolutely great to do any homeschooling which is of temporary or long-term nature. So anytime we are in a situation of having home learning or learning from home, virtual schooling, keep yourselves as motivated as if you are actually going to school. Remember, the virtual schooling is not just because we have the pandemic crisis. This will at one point will become a way of studying and living, because the more we will get so much technologically advanced, we'll see that there will be a change from a formal schooling education into the non-formal way, students learning on go, students learning at home, and they can learn from anywhere around the world, sitting anywhere in one place and learning from the other teacher sitting on the other corner of the world. So this is not just virtual for pandemic, but I think this situation may prevail and continue even in our future dates.